So we're about to start an urge surfing exercise, and I'm assuming that you've listened to the instructions in the previous recording and you're all set up and ready to go with that grape or that morsel of food or that sucking sweet or lolly. And I invite you to get yourself into a comfortable position, sitting or standing, and just push your feet into the floor and straighten your back. Let your shoulders drop and just kind of get a sense of your body and perhaps have a stretch, perhaps gently press your fingertips together, perhaps take a slow breath, just a sense of coming into your body. And just tap into a sense of openness and curiosity. That kind of open, curious attention plays a big role in urge surfing. Now, take a moment to notice what thoughts and feelings are showing up for you. What's your mind saying? Is it silent or chattering? So notice what feelings and sensations are present in your body right now. Just acknowledge and name any particular emotions or feelings that are there. And once again, connect with this body. Move your arms and legs and have a stretch and get a sense of your back and your spine straightening. And take a moment to engage with the world around you. Just look around, notice what you can see and hear, touch and taste and smell. So there's thoughts and feelings here, and there's a body here, and there's a world around you that you can interact with. And take hold of your grape or morsel of food or your sucking sweet. And the aim is you're going to take this and place it on your tongue and just let it sit there. And what you'll find is very quickly your mouth will fill with saliva and you'll notice urges to chew or to swallow or both. And the idea is just to let those urges be there and observe them with curiosity without acting on them. So if you're willing to go ahead with this, just place the food on your tongue and close your mouth. Have your head straight with your chin out in front of you. And your eyes open or closed, whichever you prefer. And just letting that food rest on your tongue, notice with curiosity what happens inside your mouth. Notice any increase in temperature. Notice saliva building up. And breathe through your nostrils. So with your head straight, the breath flows through your nostrils down into your lungs. Even with your mouth full of saliva, you can still breathe through your nostrils and the air will go down to your lungs. You will not choke. So noticing now with curiosity, what urges are showing up for you? Is there an urge to chew? Is there an urge to swallow? And see if you can just allow the urges to be there without acting on them. So notice what your mind is doing. What kind of thoughts are popping up? Is your mind telling you to do something? Is your mind telling you what you're capable of or what you can't do? Notice and acknowledge those thoughts and bring your attention back to the food in your mouth. And notice again a temperature, the saliva, and notice any urges showing up. And where are those urges? Are you noticing an urge in your teeth or in your jaws? Are you noticing an urge in your throat? And breathing through your nostrils, down into your lungs, and just noticing with curiosity how these urges affect you. Some people start to tense up in their body. Do you notice any tension in your neck or your shoulders? Some people start to get anxiety. Do you notice any knots in your stomach or tightness in your chest? Some people, this exercise triggers memories, for example, of being in a dentist chair with stuff in your mouth. And just notice what thoughts, feelings, emotions, and memories are showing up for you. Acknowledge and bring your attention back to this food in your mouth, the temperature, the saliva, and notice the urges that are showing up. Now, whatever urges are present, the urge to chew or swallow, see if you can just open up and make room for it. Breathe into it. Breathe into and around this urge. Make lots of space for it. See if you can locate it and just notice the different areas where you're feeling it. Is it in your mouth, your throat, your chest, your tummy, your arms, your legs? Just flag or highlight all the different areas where you're noticing this urge. And breathe into it and open up and allow it to be there without acting on it. Now, when you feel like you have to act on this urge, you have to start chewing or swallowing, count to 10. At the end of 10, make a choice. Either swallow or chew mindfully and really notice what that's like, or carry on noticing and observing the urge. Now, if you're getting distracted or overwhelmed, push your feet into the floor, straighten your back, come back into your body, have a stretch, push your fingertips together, come back into your body, and as fast as possible, re-engage in the exercise. Come back to noticing these urges. Where are they? What are they like? Breathe into it. Open up. Make room for the urge. Notice it with curiosity. Notice it like a curious child that's never seen an urge. Notice how it affects you, where it affects different parts of your body, where do you tense up. Notice what your mind says. See if you can just let your mind chatter away like a radio playing in the background and keep that curious attention on your urge. Acknowledge that it's difficult and painful to have these urges. And see if you can send a sense of warmth and kindness inwards to yourself while you're experiencing this urge. You might like to cup your hands together and open them so that your palms are forming a gentle, shallow cup. And just imagine a sense of warmth and kindness and send that warmth and kindness inwards to any part of you where you're feeling the urge or any part of you where you're feeling tension or anxiety, and just sending in that warm, kind energy. Or alternatively, you may like to take one of these hands and rest it on your heart, sending warmth and kindness into your body, and just acknowledging that it's hard to have these urges. And continuing to open and be curious about the urge. Noticing where it is and what it's like. If you feel like you have to swallow, count to 10. Once you reach 10, make a choice. Either swallow mindfully and enjoy it and notice what it's like, or carry on watching the urge. Keep breathing through your nostrils. The air flows in through your nostrils, down into your lungs. If you're drifting off, or getting overwhelmed, come back to your body. Push your feet, straighten your back, have a stretch, or press your fingertips together, and re-engage in the exercise. Bring that curious attention back to your urge. Where is it? What's it like? Observe it. Breathe into it. Open up around it. Send some kind energy inwards. Let your mind chatter away like a radio playing in the background, and refocus on the urge. If you choose to swallow, do so mindfully. If you choose to observe, then just carry on. Notice your sense of anxiety or tension increasing as the urge gets stronger and stronger. And then notice your sense of relief when the urge reaches a peak and drops. And then notice your sense of anxiety when the next urge starts. There go your urges, coming and going, rising and falling. And there's a part of you that's able to step back and notice the urges. A part of you that's able to notice the thoughts and the feelings and the tension in your body. part of you that's able to notice whether you act on the urge or not. Use that part of you, that observing self, to really notice with curiosity how these urges change and how they influence you. Let them rise and fall without acting. If you're distracted or overwhelmed, come back to your body. Push your feet, straighten your back, move your arms and legs, push your fingertips, take a breath. Come back to the urge. Now we're coming to the end of the exercise. And take a moment to really notice that even with strong urges present, you have control of your arms and your legs and your actions. Move your arms and legs around. Get a sense you're in control of your body. Also notice that even with these urges present, you can engage in the world around you. Open your eyes and ears, look around, notice what you can see and hear and touch. So you can engage in the world and take control of your arms and legs and do what's important, even with these urges present. We're at the end of the exercise now, so feel free to chew or swallow, and do so mindfully, really appreciating what it's like to chew and to swallow, those things that you do all the time that you often take for granted.